Be'ezer Hashem, today we begin the second daf in Shas Brachos Daf Gimel, and we will pick up where we left off yesterday, four lines from the bottom on Daf Beis on the base. The Gemara above, about 15 lines from the bottom on Beis on the base, had quoted five opinions amongst the Tanoim of when is the earliest time for Kriya Shema in the evening. We had a fascinating shita of Rebbe Meir, who said that the time of Kriya Shema starts not at the time that we have in our Mishnah of when the Kohanim go to eat their Terumah, but rather when they go to do Tvila. Tvila during the day? Asks the Gemara, Amar Mar, Amar Le Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda responded to Rebbe Meir, V'haloi Kohanim ibod yomim tovim. Don't the Kohanim do the Tvila during the day? Are you advocating that the Zman of Kriya Shema could start at any time a Kohen would do tefillah? Says the Gemara, Shapi Kamale, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda had a strong response to Rebbe Meir. What was Rebbe Meir thinking? Rebbe Meir, Hachi Kamale, Rebbe Meir will retort back and say the following, Mi Savrit Ta'ana, Abein HaShmoshes Tidach Ko'amina, Ano, Abein HaShmoshes to Rebbe Yossi Ko'amina. Who says that I was talking about your calculation of Bein HaShmoshos? I was talking about the calculation of Bein HaShmoshos of Rebbe Yossi. The Amar Rebbe Yossi, as Rebbe Yossi taught, Bein HaShmoshos Keref Ayin. Bein HaShmoshos does not have a period of time which is the gap between sunset and Seis HaKochavim, but rather is as a blink of an eye. Ze Nichnas Veze Yotze. Ve'i'ev Sher Lamod Alav. And you can't quantify the amount of time for Bein HaShmoshos because it's a split second or less. How does this answer the objection of Rebbe Yehuda to Rebbe Meir? Rashi explains that what Rebbe Meir is saying back to Rebbe Yehuda is the following. If Bein HaShmoshos is a split moment, so then when we say that the Kohanim are going in Mib'od Yom, so that means that they're going in a split moment, they can go in a split moment before Seis HaKochavim. So it's not as drastic as one would have thought if one holds that Bein HaShmoshos is a moment. If you had hold that Bein HaShmoshos is a half hour period of time. So then the Kohanim are going in even before Bein HaShmoshos, so then they're going when it's Mamish daytime. If they're going when it's Mamish daytime, as the Gemara asks, as Rebbe Yehuda asks Rebbe Meir, wait a second, you're really, really making this man Kriya Shema when people, the Torah describes it as Shachbecha really early. However, if you say if it's a moment before it's Seis HaKochavim, then it's not hard to understand at all. Says the Gemara, but even though that is a good teretz, but nevertheless, Kasha de Rebbe Meir ad de Rebbe Meir. We now have a contradiction between Rebbe Meir. Because we had in our Braisa that we just learned that Rebbe Meir said, Mishasha Kohanim Tovim Lechol B'Tzurasan. And earlier, Rashi explains on top of Gimel Amid Aleph, we had the time of when people go to eat on Erev Shabbat. Rashi claims that that is a later shir. So how could it possibly be that Rebbe Meir says both? Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Eliba de Rebbe Meir. These are two Tanoim within Rebbe Meir. Einachanami, we have different Girsos within Rebbe Meir. Ask the Gemara two lines from the top, Kashas Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Lazar. But we also have a stira between Rebbe Eliezer. We have Rebbe Eliezer of the Braisa, about 20 lines from the bottom on Beis and Beis, that had told us that it's the time of Kiddush of Arvei Shabbosos, and yet we have Rebbe Eliezer in our mission that says, Misho Shekohanim Lech Nechnasan Lechol B'Shumasan, and those are two different times as well. The time of coming to make Kiddush on Friday night, think about making an early Shabbos, is earlier than Misho Shekohanim Nechnasan Lechol Mitruasan. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi Eliba de Rebbe Eliezer. That's two Tanoim within Rebbe Eliezer, and we have two different opinions of what Rebbe Lezer held. Either Mishashikam Nechas Nachul Tzrasan or the time of Mishash Kiddush Hayom Be'arve Shabbos. The other answer you could give is really Rabbi Eliezer holds the time is the time that one makes Kiddush. The opinion that's mentioned in the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer only in regards to the end time. In other words, the time of the end of the first Mishmar, the first third of the night. However, when the Mishnah says Mishash HaKohanim Nechnas Nechlad Tumrasan, says our Gemara, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer, that first statement is not following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara continues four lines from the top in Gimel Amid Aleph with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we learned in the Mishnah that the Zman of Kriya Shema extends up until the end of the first watch. Asks the Gemara, Micah Sar Rabbi Eliezer, what exactly is the way to divide the night according to Rabbi Eliezer? Ikas Sar, if he holds Shosh Mishmaris Havelaila, that there are three watches, which Gemara will explain what that means in the future. There are three watches at night, and the night is divided into three parts. Lema ad arba shos. Why does he say three, the third, first watch? Tell us the number. There are 12 hours in a night. Night is one half of a full day, 12 hours, and that means that one third of a night is 4 hours. Lema ad arba shos. He should say that it's 4 hours into the night. Vikas of arba mishmaros, and if he's of the opinion that the night is divided into four mishmaros, four watches, have a laila, lema ad shalosh shos. So then 4 into 12 is 3. So then that means the amount of kriya shma would be 3 hours into the night. Either way, whether one holds that it's three mishmaros or four mishmaros, the Gemara is asking, let him tell us how many hours it is into the night. La'olam, says the Gemara, 7 lines from the top, Kasavar Sholish Mishmaris Havalaila. Really, he holds that the night is divided into three Mishmaris. V'haka Mashmalan, but this is coming to teach us. Di'ika Mishmaros Barakia, Vika Mishmaros Barara. There are watches in the heavens, and there are watches down at earth. In other words, there are guards that and watchmen that exist in the heavens. The Gemara later on will allude to what that means. And parallel on this world, in the Olam Hazeh, we see the changes of the watch as well. Bisanya, as Rabbi Eliezer learned, taught us. Rabbi Eliezer, Mishosh Mishmaris Hava Laila. There are three watches. Valkol Mishmar Mishmar Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoei Kari. And during these three watches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out like a lion. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yirmiyahu says, Hashem Imar Mishaog, Hashem from his high place will call out, Mimon Kodesho Yiten Kol, Kolo. And he cries out with his voice, Shaog Yishag Al Naveu. And he's crying out on his Beis Hamikdash. The Pasuk tells us in Eicha, Kumi Raini Valayla L'Rosh Hashmurais, that we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the time of the Hashmaros, literally the beginning of the Hashmaros. The Radak in Yirmiyahu, Perichav Hei, Lamed, brings out the idea that the two things, the Psukim in Eicha, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, are connected to each other. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to call out to him for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because just like he is in Sar, Al Naveu, on the Beis HaMikdash, so too we are supposed to be in Sar. Hence, the custom of Anshei Maisa to mourn the Beis HaMikdash Balayla, particularly Chatzos, as we're going to see, that is part of the Mishmaros. Hence, the Gemara says that we have in Shamayim the Mishmar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's calling out. Misimin Ladavar, and we have a parallel in this world as well. Mishmar Rishona, at the end of the first Mishnah, Chamor Noer, a donkey brays. Shnia, and the second one, Klavim Tzoakim, dogs howl. Shlishis, Tinek Yonek, Mishtei Imo, at the third Mishmar is when the children wake up, the babies wake up to nurse from their mothers. V'isha Misaperes Nambala, and a husband and wife, a wife speaks to her husband, maybe she says, honey, please get the milk today, etc., etc. That happens, Rashi explains, at the end, at the third Mishmar, when supposedly people are starting to get up, and the man and woman, the people who are sleeping close to each other, begin to talk to each other. So we see that parallel of the Mishmar in Shamayim is the Mishmar that exists here on earth. The Gemara continues to clarify what exactly are the Mashmaros according to Rabbi Eliezer. Micah Chasha Rabbi Eliezer, what exactly is Rabbi Eliezer indicating when he gives us these signs for the Mishmaros? What does it correspond to? Itchilas Mishmaros Kachashiv. When we have the time, let's take the first Mishmar, the time of the donkey braying. So that is corresponding to the beginning of the Mishmar or the end of the Mishmar. Itchilas Mishmaros Kachashiv. If it's corresponding to the beginning, Tchilas Mishmar Rishona Simnamali. Why do I need it? Why did he need to give me a simon? Urtahu. It's when you see that you have the three stars at night. Isov Mishmar is Kachashiv. If then you would respond, no, he's not talking about the beginning of the first Mishmar, but rather the end of the first Mishmar. Sof Mishmar Achrona Lamali. Then why do you need the end, the sign for the last Mishmar? What's going to be the end of the last Mishmar? It's going to be daytime. Simna Yimamu. So you don't need the last sign of when a child is nursing. And when a couple is speaking to each other. Both of those times are not needed. Just simply look out the window and see the day has begun. Ela, rather says the Gemara, Choshev Sof Mishmar Rishona. The first sign of the donkey braying is at the end of 3 hours. Utchilas Mishmar Echrona. And the third sign of the child nursing and the couple speaking to each other, that's at the beginning of the third watch, not at the end. And the middle watch is actually the middle of the middle, which will work out perfectly as chatzos. That's one teretz of the Gemara. V'bayisem, and if you want, I could give you another teretz. Kulu sof mishmaros. All the signs, the donkey braying, and the dog screaming, and the child nursing, and the couple speaking to each other. Kulu sof mishmaros kachashev. It's all referring to the end of the watch. But we had asked earlier, but wait a second. Just look out the window and you'll know that the day has begun. Why do I need the semen of the couple speaking to each other and the child nursing? So that is not a question. It's coming to teach you in regards to reading Kriyashma. He's in a dark house. He doesn't know if it's man Kriyashma or not. The Kiman Disha Mr. Paris and Baila, if he hears people speaking to each other, Fatinak, Yonik, Mishteimo, Lakem Velikri, then he knows it's already close today, and then he could get up and read Kriyashma. Of course, keep in mind that the Chazal we're talking in a time, it's really very hard to know what time it was late at night. There was no electricity outside, there were no cars, there was no watch, and there was no alarm clock. So there was no, sometimes if you woke up in the middle of the night, it was hard to know. Was it 12? Was it 1 o'clock? Or was it 4 o'clock in the morning? 5 o'clock in the morning? Sometimes it was not. It was not clear. So for that reason, they gave us the time of the end of the last watch to know if we're hearing that pretty soon Zman Kriya Shema is coming. Be'ezer Hashem in the Halacha L'Maisa Sugya, in the Halacha component of the Daf, we will discuss Tosus's question. Dibra Maschil L'Man. Tosus asks, wait a second. Rabbi Eliezer himself is of the opinion that the time of Kriyashma is in the morning. The earliest time is Ad Shiyakir, at the time that one could tell the difference between blue and green. That is the time of Kriyashma Shel Shachar Karsi. However you translate Karsi, that is a separate discussion. Between Tchelis and Karsi, that's the Zman of Kriyashma. So why is it that there is any type of question over here? At the end of the day, if he's walking around a dark house and he can't see anything and he walks outside and he doesn't see anything, so that's a simon. It's not a Zman Kriyashma. So what do we need the Zman to tell him that Zman Kriyashma is coming? Hafuch! It's not the Zman of Kriyashma. So which Tosus responds that there is a short period of time. Once he hears people talking to each other, then by the time he gets ready, he goes to the bathroom, washes Negelvasser, and so on. By that time, will reach the time of Mishayakir, and he'll be Chayiv in Kriyashma. Let's continue on, Be'ezer Hashem. Maybe some of the details we'll discuss later on. Let's go back into the Gemara. Let's first finish the Daf, Be'ezer Hashem, and then progress to Lasuk Yishmaita Liba D'Ilchasa. 22 lines in to the Gemara in Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, approximately. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Rav. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, send the name of the Rav. Gimel Mishmar is Havei Alayla. there are three mishmaros hanai. V'kol mishmar u'mishmar yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoei kari. V'oimer oil hevonim sh'abavon oseyem echarafti is basi serafti is echali. V'glis l'ben u'ma salam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out. What we refer to, of course, in Kabbalah, shcha b'galusa, as much as we're in tzar and galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even more tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out that because of Kla Yisrael's averes, the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed. Tanya. The Gemara continues with Rabbi Yossi. First one line is Amar Rabbi Yossi. Eight lines before the wides in Gimel Amin Aleph. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi. Pam achas ha'isi ma'alach bederech nechnas l'churban achas. L'churva achas mechurvas Yerushalayim l'zbala. I went into a churva, a destroyed building, to David. I was in Yerushalayim. Bo Eliyahu zoch l'tof. Eliyahu should be mentioned for the good. Came along with Shamar li'al Pesach, and he guarded for me at the entrance. Wait, actually, siyam tefilasi until I finished that. Actually, siyam tefilasi. Amali shalom alecha, Rebbe. I said to him, shalom alecha, Rebbe. What a great Rebbe, Eliyahu Hanavi. V'amarti lo shalom alecha, Rebbe Umayri. And look at this. Eliyahu responded, shalom to you, Rebbe and teacher. Excuse me. Amali Eliyahu said to me, shalom alecha, Rebbe. V'amarti lo, and I responded back. Rabbi Yossi responded back, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umari. Shalom unto you, Rabbi, my Rabbi, as well as my teacher. Sorry for the confusion. Rabbi Yossi called Eliyahu Rabbi Umari. V'amer Lehi, and Eliyahu said to me, Mipnei ma nechnasta l'churva. Zu, why did you go into this churva? Amarti lo l'ispalo. I told him I came to daven. V'amer li, haylecha l'ispalo b'derech. Better you daven on the way than to daven in a churva. I was afraid that other people who were traveling would disturb me. Here it is quiet. V'amarli and Eliyahu responded to me, if the reason you went into the destroyed building was because you were afraid to daven along the way and be interrupted by other passerbys, other travelers, then you should have davened a shortened tefillah. Rashi explains that this shortened tefillah is a famous tefillah. It's found on Chavtes Amid Aleph in the beginning of the wide lines, the tefillah of Havinenu, which is an abridged version of the Shmoneh Esrei. It is sometimes, according to Rashi and most opinions of the Bali Tosas, referred to as a tefillah ktsara. Tosas points out that there are other tefillahs that are called a tefillah ktsara, as appears from the Gemara on Lamed Amid Aleph. However, at the end of the day, most of the Bali Tosas learn, like the opinion of Rashi, that even though here it's referred as a tefillah ktsara, the Gemara is referring to the Havinenu as found on Chavtes Amid Aleph. Continues the Gemara two lines into the wide, the Rabbi Yossi then comments, Ba'osa shal lamati mimenu, I learned from Eliyahu Hanavi three things. Shosh advarm, lamati, shein nichnas in l'churba, that one should not go into the churba. Eliyahu was critical for him going into the destroyed, abandoned building. V'lamadti shemispalin b'derech, and I learned that there are times it's permissible to pray along the way. V'lamadti shemispal b'derech mispal tefillah ktsara. And I also learned that when you pray along the way, that you should pray a tefillah ktsara, and that tefillah of Havinenu is acceptable. V'omarli, and Eliyahu Hanavi continued to question me, and this is why the Gemara brought it up over here. Bini, makol shemata b'churva. What type of sound did you hear in that abandoned building, destroyed building? Amarti lo, and I said to him, shamati basko sheminahem es kayona. I heard a basko that cried out like a dove, v'omeret, and said, oy levonim shebavonosenu acharafti es basi. Woe to my children that because of their averus I had to destroy my house where I lived with them. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled with us, and he was close to us, and there was a home. The Beis HaMikdash was a home where we came to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam HaTachtonim, but because of our averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pull away. V'sarafti eseicholi, and he burnt the heichal v'glisim lebena umas, and he sent us amongst the umos. V'amarli, and Eliyahu Hanavi told me, that's what you heard. Chayecha v'chayiroshcha lo shozu belvad. It's not only at this time that Kodesh Baruch Hu said this omeres kach. Ela b'chol yom v'yom sholosh pamim omeres kach. He says this three times a day. V'lo zu belvad. And not only this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. Ela b'shosh yisol nechnas nabata ikinasiyas labata midrashas v'aynin yeheshmei rabba. Yeheshmei hagodol mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu menanei arosho. I started saying it according to our girsa of Yehesh Mei Rabba, but here the girsa is Yehesh Mei Hagadol Mevorach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Rosha. When we respond to Kaddish Yehesh Mei Rabba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head va'omer and he says Ashrei Hamelach Shemikalsonosu Bebeisai. Praises the king that they praise him in his home. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah that after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos. Malo la'av shehigu ezbanim va'oilehem lebanim shegolu me'al shulchan avihem. Rashi understands, Asher emel shemekal tenoisa bebeisai is not referring to the praise in the house of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, but rather the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara reads as follows. Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsonoisa Bebeisai, praise the king that they praise in his house. The real house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beis HaMikdash. Malo La'av, but now the Marsha adds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became no longer a Melech, but a father, Shehigul Ezbanav. His children have been sent into Golos. Va'olam Lebanim Shegolam Al Shulchan Avim. It no longer is done as was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Marsha points out, this is an example of Ein HaKisei Shalem, that the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. So the Gemara then reads, according to this understanding, it seems to be clear that Rashi read it this way as well, Ashrei Emel Shemekalsonois of Beis HaMikdash, we praised him once, Yehesh Me'agadol Mevarach in the Beis HaMikdash, but now it's Higla is Banav, and is no longer, we are no longer Al Shulchan Avinu. This theme of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Kisei, as the Medrash describes in the Pasuk in Shmos Yudzayin, Ki Yodal Keis Ka, that the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not cleat until Amalek is destroyed, so that idea also appears in a Machlokis over here between the Balei Tosos, between the Machzer Vitri and the other Balei Tosos, of what exactly is the meaning of Amen Yehei Shmei Gadol Mivurach. The Shmei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become Gadol. So, one way of understanding, Tosis quotes this from the Machzer Vitri, the last Tosis, Dibar Maskel V'Onim, Mikan Yesh Lister. From here we could contradict Masha Pirish Machzer Vitri, Yehesh Mei Rabba Shezu Tfilah Shonu Mespalem Sheimali Shmo. That the name should become great means the idea that the Shem Hashem should be complete, and as the well-known Medrash, that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete until a Molech is not around. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, Yehesh Mei HaGadol Mivarach, or Yehesh Mei Rabba Mivarach, that means that the name of Hashem should be great and big, in other words, vis-a-vis the world. That the world should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name as being great, and Mivarach, not necessarily the Kavana being that the Shem Hashem should become complete. Tosa says, "Vazelo nira midikamra hachi yehesh mei hagadol mivorach mashat tefila achasi." According to Machzer Vitri, you have to divide yehesh mei rabba as yehesh mei rabba kama mivorach lolamo meo maya. That there's a bakasha of the shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be rabba, and then mivorach lolamo maya. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says there is no kama. Yehesh mei rabba mivorach. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be great and big amongst the world. And Tosa says that also explains why Kaddish is said b'loshon Aramis. It's said in loshon of Aramis, so that we want everybody to understand the message of the Kaddish, and that is therefore. And the Kaddish was originally instituted. The Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Tesamid Aleph says it was instituted after the public learning with the Amei Haaretz in Shul. That's as we're well aware. The special Kaddish Al Yisrael Val Rabbanan that said after learning, and because the whole idea is that the Shem Hashem should be spread to everybody, that the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Gadlus of His Torah should be spread to everybody, it was said originally in Aramaic, in the Lashon of the Targum, so everyone should understand. Tosis suggests a different reason why it was in Aramaic, and Tosis rejects it. The Gemara continues, two lines on the bottom. Tanu Rabbanu, Mifnei Shlalshu Dvarim Ein Nechnasun L'Churva. There are three reasons one should not go into an abandoned building. Mifnei Chshat, because people will be choshed that he's doing an Aveir. Rashi learns that there is a Zona that is waiting for him there. Mipnei HaMapolas, because of the fear that the building might collapse. Mipnei HaMazikin, and because of their things inside that might damage. According to most, the Pshat of Mazikin are shadim, demons that are found inside. Now is not the time to discuss the proper approach to shadim. Mipnei chshat, says the Gemara, v'tepiklei mishum apolas b'chadati, v'tepiklei mishum mazikin trei. The Gemara over here is asking two questions and answering it. The Gemara is asking the following question. Why do we need all these three reasons? Rashi spells this out four lines from the bottom. Why do we need these three reasons? At the end of the day, one should be enough. In other words, why did the Gemara say both because of chshad and because of polas and mazikin? We're talking about a new rune, so then in such a case, we're not afraid that it's going to fall down. However, in terms of the chshad, that exists even by a new rune. Ask the Gemara, but what about mazikin? Answer the Gemara, betray. If a person goes in with someone else, then there isn't a fear of mazikin. Ask the Gemara, I betray chshad nami leka. If there are two people, so then in such a case there isn't a chshad either, because in such a case, then one will guard the other, they won't do any averis with zona. Answers the Gemara, betrayu pritzi. We're talking about two people with who are paruts, and when two people are paruts, then one will not be shomer the other. This is found in a Gemara in a few places. For example, the Gemara in Kedusha on Daf Pei Aleph says that when it comes to yichud, even though normally the halacha is that two men are allowed to be alone with one woman, if both of them are prutzim, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be. The Gemara continues to challenge why we need all three reasons. What do you need the fear of it falling down? If you have the chshad and mazikin, so then that's enough. That will prohibit you always to go into a abandoned building. Answers the Gemara, betray vikashi. If you have two people who are ksherim, so then in such a case, you no longer fear mazikin, no longer chshad, but you have another reason not to go in because of the fear of it falling down. Mipnei mazikin, v'tepiklei mipnei chshad umapolas. If we say that there's a fear of shadim, so then why do you even need that at all? Why don't we say that chshad umapolas takes care of all instances and you don't even need to spell out the shadim? Answers the Gemara, b'chur b'chadati u'betray u'ksheri. If you have two people who are kosher and in a new churba, then the only reason not to go in is because of the shadim. Asks the Gemara, I betray mazikin mileka. If there are two, then you shouldn't be afraid of mazikin. Says the Gemara, b'mikoman chayshinan. Rashi explains, in a place where there are a lot of shadim, then they have power even when there are two. Or else I need the tziur, the case, for the following reason. If you have one person, and or you have a case of a churba where it is new, where there's no chshash mepolas, which is sitting in the koi bedavra, it's sitting in a field. The hachshum chshad leka, there is no chshad. The isha bedavra lo shchicha, because a woman is not found in a sada, so there won't be any chshash. Umeshum mazikin ika, but the reason to be machmir is only because of shadim. So the Gemara concludes and says and tells us why we need all three cases. The Gemara earlier had assumed that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there are three mishmaros the night is divided into three parts. Gemara here quotes two opinions of how the night is divided, either into four mishmaros or three. Tana Rabbanan, 10 lines from the top and Gimel Mabez, Arba mishmaros hava laila, divrei Rebbe. The opinion of Rebbe is that the night is divided into four watches. Rabbi Nassan, Amar Shalosh, Rabbi Nassan says three. My time of the Rabbi Nassan, what's the rationale of Rabbi Nassan? The Chassid of the Pasuk says in regards to Gidon, who was one of the first Shoftim, Vayavo Gidon umeya isha sherito, bikzea machane roisha shmaros hatichona. The Gemara is going to expound on the Lashon HaShmoris HaTichona. The word Tichon often refers to middle. For example, we have the Briach HaTichon, which was the middle bar that held up the Mishkan. Similarly, says the Gemara, if there's an HaShmoris HaTichona, that is the middle HaShmoris. What is the middle HaShmoris? Tana Ein Tichon El Sheyesh Lefaneu U'Lachreha. The Tichon means that there's one before and that there is one after as well. So that is the opinion of Rabbi Nassan, that we learn out that there is the Rosh HaShmoris HaTichona, the middle watch, which indicates there's one before and one after. For Rebbe, what's Rebbe going to do? Rebbe says that there are four. My Tichona, Achas Min HaTichona, Shebi Tichona. It's one of the two middle ones. There are four, and that means that the third and the second are the two middle. So this is Rabbi Nassan's source for the fact that the night is divided into three mishmaros. What exactly is the source of Rebbe who says that's four? My time at the Rebbe. What's the rationale of Rebbe? Amar Bezrik, Amar Rebbe Yami, Amar Rebbe Shua Melevi, Kosel Echad, Omer Chatzos Halayla, Akum, Doitzachal Mishpatei Tzekecha. The Gemara now makes reference to famous pasuk in Tehillim, and we're about to hit a famous Maimer Chazal that discusses David HaMelech waking up in the middle of the night to be Moda Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because of Echad Omer, both in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Omer Kidmu Einai Ashmoras. Second pasuk says, Kidmu Einai Ashmoras, Lo Suach, Lo Siach Dimra Secha. I wake up early to say over your praises. So which one is it? Haketzat. How could it possibly? Is it Chatzos? Or is it Ashmoros? Is it early in the morning? Haketzat Arba Mishmoros Have Laila. Must be that the night has four parts to it. Gemara is saying the following. If David HaMelech is waking up in Chatzos, so then how many Mishmoros are left after Chatzos? If we learn three, then what will emerge is only one. Yet the pasuk then says, "Kidmo einai ashmuros." I woke up before the ashmuros, plural, which sounds like two. So it must be that when he woke up at Chatzos, there were still two more mishmaros that were yet to take place. Rabbi Nosson saver la ki Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Nosson holds like Rabbi Yoshua. This not Rabbi Yoshua. Omer ad sholosh shoish shekein derech melachim lamod b'sholosh shoos. Rabbi Yoshua points out that kings would get up well into the day, 3 hours into the day. So the Ashmoros refers to, number one, the last Mishmar of the Laila. By getting up to Chatzos, he got up before the last Mishmar of the Laila. And aside from that, there's also another Ashmoros that most kings slept through, and that is the first 3 hours of the day. Shekein derech melach lamo b'sholoshos. She's the Laila. So then what was left when David Melech had woke up was 6 hours of the night, v'tarti diyamama, and two of the day, havalushtei mishmaros. So that equals two mishmaros. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi explains, mishmara upalga na mishmaros karla. Ravashi says, you're right, all he had was a mishmar and a half, but that could also be described in the plural. The Gemara now continues, and the Gemara discusses another statement, Rabbi Zrika. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Abi, 3 lines into the wide and Gimel Amar Beis, Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Ein Amar Bifnei Ameis El Dvarav Shel Meis. You're only supposed to talk in front of a meis things that are related to the meis. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Lo Amrin El B'Divrei Torah. It's not covered for the meis to talk about other things. Says Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, that's in regards to Torah. Avabili da'alma leslamba. To talk Torah is what's hurtful for it, for the mace. Why? Rashi explains, based on the pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Zayin, which the Gemara later on in the third Perek will discuss as well, and that is the pasuk of Lo Eg L'Rash. There is something very insulting to a nifter if one does things that the nifter can no longer do. What does a nifter want to do? The nifter would like to do mitzvahs, as the famous story of the Gra, that the Gra was crying before his ptira, holding his tzitzis and saying, just for with a few shkalim, one can buy, he didn't use the word shkalim, maybe kopeks, whatever it might be, that a few zlotis, that one could buy a mitzvah, and when a person passes away, nothing can be done. So what a nifter wants to do is like the Gra internalized before his ptira, and before that, that what he wants to do is mitzvahs. So that is in regards to Torah. Torah will hurt the nifter. However, when it comes to mili da'alma, then that halach, that does not apply. Worldly things will not bother him because of lo'eg l'rash. Interestingly, Rashi has the girsa, it seems, though amen el b'divrei halacha, not necessarily divrei Torah. Continues the Gemara, v'igad amri amr rabba barabakanu lo amron el afilu divrei Torah, v'kol shekein mili da'alma. There's another opinion that says no. Anything that is said in front of him will bother him, and therefore mili d'alma should not be discussed. From the Ritva and other Rishonim that there would be one exception. Any time one is talking about the halachos or the material late to taking care of the mace or the hesped, in such a case that would be mutter lefanav. Continues the Gemara. V'David b'palga d'layla havekoi. We had learned above that David got up in the middle of the night to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to see later on the Gemara as well to learn. Asks the Gemara, that's not so. It seems that David was already awake. D'layla havekoi meurt havekoi. He was already up from the time of Tzeis Alcham. D'chsiv kadamti b'neshef v'ashaveya. Here the Gemara is understanding Neshef, the Pasuk in Mishlei, as referring to the evening. So what do we see? He was already Kedamti b'Neshef. I was already up in the evening. Ask the Gemara, Maidai Neshef Urtu. How do we know that this expression is the evening? D'chsiv b'Neshef b'Erev Yom b'Ish Laila. The Pasuk describes the evening as Neshef. Vafela, Amravoshi, Amravi, Achi, Achi Kamar. David mi olam lo avar alai, chatzos laila b'sheina. The night did not pass, the chatzos did not pass with him going to sleep. In other words, Danti Neshef will not mean the early evening, but Neshef here would mean chatzos. The Gemara offers another teretz. I'm not sure why in some printings there's a period here. The Gemara is really continuing on Rabbi Zeira Amar Ad Chatzos Halaylo Hayimisnam name Kisus. He would sleep strongly like a horse through the night, the first half of the night. Mikan Ve'elech Hayimiskaber Ka Ari, and then he would wake up like a lion. What does it mean to sleep strongly like a horse? A horse only sleeps in a manner that's much more than a human being. In other words, even B'neshef B'erev Yom, even then, David wasn't sleeping very, very strongly. He would be misnamnim. He would fall asleep and wake up like a sus. Just as strong as a sus sleeps, that is how strong he would sleep. So that would also be a reconciliation to the question that Kidamti B'neshef, that even in the early half of the evening, David HaMelech did not sleep very much. Rav Ashi Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayosim Divrei Torah Mikan Ve'Elech B'Shiras V'Sishbachos. According to Rav Ashi, the night was divided to two parts. The first half of the night he was Osek in Torah, and the second half of the night he was Osek in Shiros V'Tishbachos. The Gemara now goes back to its understanding B'Neshef B'Erev Yom B'Ishon Laila, the Pasuk in Mishlei that we say Mita, and the Gemara then challenges the pasuk of the understanding of the pasuk of Beneshef. Beneshef Urdu, does Neshef refer to night? Haneshef Safrahu refers to morning. Dechsiv. Pasuk Shmuel says, Vayakim David mehaneshef v'aderev lemacharasam. That when David attacked, he attacked from the morning until the evening. My lav mitzafra v'ad laila. Doesn't that seem to indicate that Neshef refers to the morning? Says the Gemara, lo miyurta vadurta. He attacked from one night all the way to the next. Yehachi asks the Gemara, lichtov mehaneshef vada neshef, o mehaerev ada erev. Why does it say mehaneshef ada erev, which seems to indicate that neshef is a different time? Because if neshef was the same time, it would say neshef ada neshef or erev ada erev. Elamarava trei nishvi havu. Neshef lila vasi mama nefesh neshef yimama vasi laila. Neshef refers to a transition from night to day and day to night. And in our case, it referred to the transition of day to night when David, according to different opinions, would either fall asleep lightly or would sit and learn Torah, as we discussed before. These are Hashem for the halachic topics of Dav Gimel in Maseches Brachos. The first topic, Be'ezer Hashem, I'd like to discuss is the issue of Zman Kriya Shema. How does one calculate the earliest time of Kriya Shema and the end time of Kriya Shema, the last time for Kriya Shema, which emerges from a discussion in the Poskim based on Tosas on Daf Gimel. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nunches, which is based on the Gemara on Daf later on, that the Zman of Kriya Shema is Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Mishiyira Es Chaveiro, says the Mechaber, Harogeli Moktas Perichuk Arba Afiyaki Renu. It's the time that one can recognize one's friend from four Amis, and it is a time that's a little bit after the time of Alos Hashachar. It is before Netzachama, For example, on Tezayin or Mar Cheshvan, Alos HaShachar 90 minutes before Netzach Hama is 4:34, Alos HaShachar 72 minutes before Netzach Hama is 4:52, and Mishiyakir is 5:13. That is also the earliest time for Sit Talis and Tefillin as well. Okay, so that is the earliest time. That is a Gemara that is accepted. There is a fascinating question that the Magen Avram raises in Simin Nun Ches, and he brings a proof from our Tosfos. There is a big machlokis, and that machlokis exists to this day. Nothing to do with the early Zman of the earliest time of reading Kriya Shema, but actually the latest time for Mincha. We all know that there are different customs amongst Jews, particularly amongst Hasidim, and versus those who follow the Gra, about what is the latest time for Mincha. This appears in the Magen Avraham in Sif Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, where he says that that issue revolves around a machlokis between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush, when we calculate the day, the hours of the day. Do we calculate from Alos Hachama, Alos Hashachar to Tzeis Hakochavim, or do we calculate from Netz Hachama until Shkia? So, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, there we are discussing the time of Mincha, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel is Ve'ikar Zmana Ad Halayla L'Rabbanan. It is until night. What qualifies as night? Does night qualify when we calculate? Are we calculating from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim or Netzach Hama until Shkia? Of course, it is celebrated that the Gra was felt very strongly. It was only until Shkia. Hence, those who have the tradition from the Gra will daven Mincha only until Shkia. There are others who are following the position of Trumas Hadeshen, as quoted by the Magen Avraham, who say that that goes until Tzeis HaKochavim. Most people forget that that machlokis will also, at first glance, impact Zman Kriya Shema. For those who follow the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen that the day is measured from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim, so most people think that's a kula, as that you could daven Mincha until very late. Well, that's true. On the other hand, if you're of the opinion that you cheshbon the day from Netzach Hama until Shkia, then what will emerge would be a big leniency for Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Kriya Shema is 3 hours. Where does one begin to calculate those 3 hours? The Magen Avraham says the following. Here, claims the Magen Avraham, everybody agrees that the cheshbon is going to be from Amud HaShachar, and that the 3 hours are going to be calculated from Alos HaShachar. Hence, what emerges is the Zman of Kriya Shema, according to the Magen Avraham, which is quite a bit earlier than the Zman according to the Gra. The Gra, as quoted in the Mishnah, is said very succinctly in the Mishnah Berurah Siman Nun Ches Sif Katan Dalid. The Gra is of the opinion that you calculate from Netz Hachama. The Magen Avraham brings a proof from our Tosfos on Daf Gimel. The Gemara tells us that it's important to know the time of the last Ashmora, because when it concludes, because at the conclusion of the last Mishmar of the night, when a person arises, so then in such a case he's able to say Kriya Shema after that moment. Tosfos points out that Rabbi Eliezer, who is the one who is the Baal Memra over here in the Gemara, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Aman points out that Rabbi Eliezer is actually the one who holds of the Shir Ad Sheyakir for Zman Kriya Shema. So how here he say it's at the end of the last Ashmura by Alos HaShachar, to which Tosfos then responds, and Tosfos says, well, if he gets up at Alos HaShachar when people begin to talk and when children begin to nurse, so then in a few minutes later he will hit the time of Mi Sheyakir. Points out the Levush Esra that the Magen Avraham says our Tosfos is a proof to his position. It is a proof to his position because Tosfos says that a short period after Alos HaShachar is the moment of Mishiyakir, which indicates that it is before Netzach Hama. Hence, the Cheshbon of 3 hours for Zman Kriya Shema, one should calculate from Alos HaShachar. Of course, this is a well-known machlokis between the Gemara and the Gra. There are many, many different minhagim within Klal Yisrael. From our Gemara, there seems to be a strong raya in one direction. It would be interesting to analyze what the Gra would say in response. Halacha lemaisa, the minhag of yeshivas generally is to follow the Vilna Gaon. However, I conclude with a dvar halacha and a musar from my great Rebbe, Rav Nevensal. I once asked Rav Nevensal, why is it that in most halachas he follows the Gra, yet when it comes man kriyishma, he says that one should be choshesh for the Magen Avram? And this was a tremendous response from Rav Nevensal on many different levels. My Rebbe responded to me and said, his eyes opened wide, Safek Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and one would not be Machmir. What a tremendously powerful Musar from Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal Shlita. And these are the two opinions, and the Magen Avram's proof, strong proof, from our Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud. Second topic to discuss Be'ezer Hashem is a topic of Halacha L'maisa that one would not think emerges from our Daf at all, but comes out from an interesting statement in our Gemara and is discussed in the Tshuva Chassam Sofer and in the Netziv about Lechem Mishnah. What exactly qualifies as Lechem Mishnah? What does Lechem Mishnah have to do with our Daf? Well, the Gemara discusses whether it's possible for David to have had a plural of Mishmaros that he was learning through in the night if he had gotten up at Chatzos. If the night is divided into three Mishmaros, and that means that each Mishmar is 4 hours, and David HaMelech woke up at Chatzos, says the Gemara 20 lines into Gimel Amud Aleph, then that would mean that David HaMelech actually spanned a Mishmar and a half. To which the Gemara, and the Pasuk tells us that David HaMelech was up for a longer period of time. The Pasuk says that David HaMelech experienced Mishmaros. The Gemara elaborates on this and Gimel Amud Beis towards the end of the narrow lines to the wide lines, because the Pasuk says, Kidmu Einai Ashmaros, that David HaMelech woke up before Ashmoros, plural, had ended. Rav Ashi, who of course is the Chasimus HaTalmud, 2 lines into the Gemara says, Mishamro Upalga, if you calculate that David HaMelech had a night with 3 Mishmaros, and he woke up at Chatzos, it would only be a Mishmar and a half, Nami Mishmaros Kalohu. It's also called Mishmaros in plural. 1.5 is considered Mishmaros. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Simin Mem Vav, quotes the Minchas Yaakov as saying that based on this, Minchas Yaakov is found in Simin Yud Beis in his Tshuvas, that based on this, the halacha would be that if a person has Lechem Mishnah, that he has 1.5 challahs, that is going to be enough. Because 1.5 is considered plural. That is enough to be considered as if one has 2. The Chassam Sofer disagrees. Chassam Sofer says that that would not be so, that one needs 2 full bread in order to be considered Lechem Mishnah. Minchas Yaakov therefore adds that the chiyuv that is brought down in halacha to have 2 full kikaros, that is not a din d'oraisa, because the din d'oraisa of plural could already be fulfilled with 1.5. Rather, it is just an asmachta, it's an added kiyum. But one is mekayim, the source of having lechem mishnah, copying the man, with already having 1.5. Yet, if one wants to do it bihidura, so then that's an added asmachta. If that's so, the Minchas Yaakov adds that the Gemara in Erevin tells us that when it comes to a kikar for an Erev, one is allowed to sew a piece of bread together. Hence, the Chacham Tzvi writes in Simin Samach Beis, this is all quoted in the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Simin Mem Vav, that the halacha is that for Erevin, that would be enough to be used, and therefore, argues the Minchas Yaakov, the same would apply for Lechem Mishnah as well, that one would be allowed to pin together challahs in order to qualify as Lechem Mishnah. The Chassam Sofer finds the basic raya from our Gemara difficult. He says, to say from our Gemara that when it comes to plural, 1.5 is considered already like 2, that, says the Chassam Sofer, that's when the Torah formulates something in the plural, that 1.5 could be rounded off to 2. However, our Gemara itself, in Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes on the base, says that the Lechem Mishnah is to be modeled after the Shnei HaOmer. Is anyone going to say, says the Chassam Sofer, Hayitachin Lomer Shnei Omer Chada Upalda? It was modeled after the 2 Omer that we gathered on Erev Shabbos. We didn't take 1.5. So if the Torah is telling us a general number, Ashmoris, that could be rounded off 1.5 equals 2. However, if we're talking about 2 Omer, then the halacha is going to be different. The Chassam Sofer therefore concludes that one cannot say that the basic din, it could be rounded off, and therefore what emerges is that sewing together or pinning together a challah would not qualify for Lechem Mishnah, and therefore what would also emerge is that in general, if one is required to have 2 things, having 1.5 does not qualify as 2. In a fascinating comment, the Gilyone HaShas brings a raya to the position of the Chassam Sofer from the Gemara in Bava Basra on Kuf Samach Beis on the Beis, that the Gemara says in regards to the psul of having a significant amount of space between one aide's signature to another aide's signature, if the distance is 2 lines, it's going to be possible. What happens if it's 1.5 lines? So according to the position of the Minchas Yaakov, one could have argued that 1.5 is already rounded off with 2. So thankfully, we could use this Chassam Sofer and say 2 means 2, anything less than 2 does not qualify as 2, and therefore the kula by Lechem Mishnah would not become a chumrah in regards to defining what 2 is, that you need the definitive 2 unless indicated otherwise. Of course, what emerges in a stark manner is the poverty in those days, that the Minchas Yaakov and the Chassam Sofer are discussing using small amounts of Lechem Mishnah to join together, not being able to have Lechem Mishnah, possibly even sewing the Lechem Mishnah together. This is not only found in the writings of Minchas Yaakov and the Chassam Sofer. The Netziv himself, in a fascinating tshuva to his son, in the Meshiv Dover, in Simin Chof Aleph, his son, it's not clear which one of the Netziv's sons, asks him about an old custom in Volozhin that goes back to Rabbi Yitzchak Fried, the previous Rosh Hashiva before the Netziv in Volozhin, the Netziv's father-in-law, that when people would come to their house on Shabbos, they would give them 2 small pieces of bread for Lechem Mishnah. One recalls not only the controversial parts of the book, My Uncle the Netziv from the Torah Tamima, one recalls the poverty that existed in the houses of these Torah giants, that the Netziv defends the custom to give Lechem Mishnah of 2 small pieces of bread, cut pieces of bread, and there he argues that Lechem Mishnah could be defined by the bread as it is given to you. If it is given to you as a piece of bread and you do not take anything away from it, so then in such a case it's called kula. Obviously that does not need our Gemara to say that 1.5 is equal to, but it would be a new definition of what qualifies as Lechem Mishnah. So halacha l'maisa, what emerges from our Gemara, it is true that there are times when something is plural, then one could round off to 1.5, that the Gemara considers 1.5 mishmaros 2 mishmaros. However, where the Torah requires something, when it says that you need something that's 2, like 2 Omer, the Chassam Sofer argues, then you need something that's 2. Therefore, he does not accept the position of the Minchas Yaakov that says that 1 bilkalo with 1 piece of bread will be acceptable. It should be noted that the Netziv, in his Meshiv Dover, says that 2 pieces of bread can also qualify as Lechem Mishnah. It does not mean that it has to start out as being whole and not change from there. If you give someone a piece of bread, then in such a case that would be enough to qualify as Lechem Mishnah. The halachic topic, Beis Hashem, for today on Daf Gimel is a topic that is not as weighty as the previous ones, but is very fascinating based on the Lashon of the Gemara. And that is discussed in the Sefer Chashuchei Chemed of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein,
a brother-in-law of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, son-in-law of Reb Eliashiv, who is well-known for his Arbat HaTorah, as well as interesting shailos that he discussed with his family, as well as for some very interesting stories. His sefer has cute little shailos on the Masechtas of the Daf Yomi. It was put out in the Seder of the Daf Yomi in the previous cycle. His shaila is the following. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Nun He, Siv Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that if someone started a Davar Shebekdusha, the chazan started, and there was a minion, but the minion then leaves, then you're allowed to finish. What about a case where a person is afraid if the minion might leave? Should he start or should he not start the Kaddish? If there's a concern that lichatchila, the minion is going to leave. This shaila is already brought up in Rav Vosner's Tshuvas, in the Shevet Alevi Chelik Yud, in Simin Yud Zayin, where his grandson poses to him this question, where there is a significant possibility that the tenth is going to leave in the middle, should one start. And Rav Vosner's Natiya is to start in place of where there is no other minion. If you could get a minion somewhere else, much better to have the nine other individuals go daven with the other minion. For example, a case of Shtibalach, so there it's better to wait to join a larger minion, not to start a minion where the minion might dissipate. However, if it is a situation where it's a bidieved, even though the minion might fall apart, nevertheless, one could rely on the halacha that one started appropriately, and therefore one could finish even if the minion dissipates. In regards to Kaddish, Rav Zilberstein asks the same question. What about saying Kaddish where one is afraid that someone is going to leave? And he concludes that there is a lot of room to be mako, that one can start, and he points out a fascinating Shibole Haleket, that the Sefer Shibole Haleket says that the Kaddish has 10 Lashonos of Shvach. Yisgadal v'yisgadash, yisparach v'yishtabach v'yisparamah v'yisnaseh v'yisador v'yisalav v'yisalok. And the reason why there's a break between yisgadal v'yisgadash to correspond to the break in the Aseres HaDibros, that the first 10 of the Aseres HaDibros were by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rest were not. So therefore we say yisgadal v'yisgadash shmei rabo be'almav, etc. And we have the two praises and then another 10 praises. So Rav Zilberstein argues that one could possibly say that we see from here that there isn't a problem in starting and then being mafsik with the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's not a conclusive proof, but he says that we see from here that it might be acceptable. And maybe one could add, Rav Zilberstein might be alluding to this in his way he presents the Shaila, when he quotes the Gemara, "B'shash Yisrael nichnasin va'onin yeheshmei hagadol," that the mitzvah is for when Bnei Yisrael nichnas to start saying these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as even if they get only into the first two praises, and they say yeheshmei rabba, even if the others are not concluded, then they've still done something that's special, and the mechayev is Yisrael nichnasin. What's going to happen afterwards is going to be less significant. This concludes the three halacha l'maisa topics for today. It would seem that just like one could be mekel on a davar shebekdusha to start, even if one is mesupik, if the minion is going to remain, as Rosner suggested, that by Kaddish, presumably the same halacha is going to apply. The Shibole Haleket may be a proof, maybe we could add, and Rav Zilberstein might be driving at this, that the Lashon of the Gemara is B'shash Yisrael Nichnasin, and we should be Zochet to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and that all of the world should realize Yehesh Me Rabba Mevarach L'Olam L'Olam Me'Olmayim.